At 8 o'clock, as the town clock rang out across the square, we hooked our horses and rode straight down the main street. We had counted on all the ruckus to chase people indoors and numb the town till we took care of business. Six of us jolted to a stop outside the bank. Clell and Jim Younger held our horses near the door, while Jesse, Frank, Cole, and myself sprang from our saddles and ran inside. Two cashiers, Greenup Bird and his son William, had just unlocked the doors when we came spilling in with our guns pointed at them. In spite of the commotion outside, they were so stunned they almost smiled, as if to welcome us in for business.
Get your hands up!
With that, it finally dawned on them they were being robbed, and both their faces turned chalk white. Since this was the first civilian bank robbery in the United States, I reckon nobody knew what to expect. Cole stood on one side of the door and me on the other. I threw Frank an empty feed sack, and he and Jesse forced the two men behind the counter and into the vault. Jesse acted like he had been robbing banks all his life. Frank glanced around and smiled at me and Cole.
Ain't this the damnedest?
Frank filled the bag with gold coins and paper money.
Oh, damned if it ain't.
Let's go!
In what seemed like seconds, we were out the door, up on our horses, and pounding out of town. I remember the look of surprise on everybody's face as we ran out with the bag of money. I looked over at Clell and saw he had his pistol in the air, ready for action.
Is that it? Hadn't I ought to shoot at something?
Then, just as I was feeling really good about it, near the edge of town, a young fella went running across the street. And somebody behind me put four bullets in his back. Watching that young man fall to the cold ground made my heart sink down into my belly. I swear to God, I felt like stopping and running to him. But there wasn't a damn thing I could do. If I'd known right then who shot him, I believe I'd have killed that person. All I could do now was ride on. All the way to our meeting with Jack Smith, I let the shooting fester in my mind. As soon as we dropped down and started swapping our saddles to the fresh horses, Jack sidled up to me.
How'd it go?
Then, seeing I was good and riled up about something, he backed away and turned to Jim Younger.
How'd it go, Jim?
I could feel hot blood pounding in my head as I yanked the cinch on my saddle. I jerked so hard the horse jumped away, slammed against Cole Younger, and knocked him to the ground.
Watch out!
He got up and slapped dirt from his legs.
Watch out your damn self!
Cole's smile half disappeared, then stopped. He shook his head a little like he didn't believe his ears.
What's that?
I stepped away from the horses and faced Cole. I had my hand thrown out, ready to grab my pistol.
You heard me, dammit. Every blasted one of you heard me.
Easy, dingus.
No, you take it easy. And don't call me dingus again. Not ever. I want the poltroon who shot that boy to step forward and show me how he did it.
Everybody, even Frank and Quiet Jack, fanned out with their hands near their guns. The whole bunch were my brothers in arms, but there wasn't a one there who wasn't ready to put the smoke to me. I'd stepped in deep, maybe too deep, to get out. Seeing what was about to happen, Jesse dropped his reins and walked toward me real slow with his hands held before him waist high.
Stay back!
He kept on coming slow and easy till he got 4 feet from me.
Cole, you and Jim feel like helping Jack take them horses to the barn?
Not just yet. I want this settled.
Jesse shook his head.
Of all people to throw down on, why did you pick him, huh?
That fella in Liberty didn't deserve to die. I want the son of a bitch who shot him.
You blaming Cole?
I'm blaming whoever shot him.
Step away, Jesse.
Jesse held up a hand, quiet and Cole down.
You feel so strong about that boy getting shot. You're wanting to take a chance getting shot yourself just to make up for it? Is that it? You listen to me. We ain't riding gorilla here. What we're doing is robbing. It's too bad about that boy getting shot, but that's part of it. This is the business we're in.
Step away, Jesse.
Jesse stepped closer to me.
I'm running this bunch, cousin. If you gotta blame somebody, looks like I'm the one that killed that boy.
I know you wouldn't do that.
And you don't know Cole did it. If you're just looking for a way to die, Cole's the best way to do it. If you're trying to make up for that shooting, there ain't a damn thing you can do to change it. The only thing you can change is from now on. The only way to do that is to ride away from here and not look back.
I want this matter settled here and now. Jesse, step away.
You hear him? I can either stop this thing or let it happen. Tell me what you want.
Step away, Jesse.
Jesse stepped out from between us and I stared at Cole from 20 feet. We were too close for either of us to take a chance. Like as not, at this distance, both of us were buzzard meat.
Hold it, Cole. I'm the one shot that boy.
Clell stepped over almost between me and Cole. I turned slightly toward him.
No, you didn't. I did.
You're both lying. I did it.
Jesse clamped his hand against his chest near the old wound. It bothered him all the time.
I really feel like hell, cousin. And you're just too damned aggravating. Jack, since you're the only one who didn't shoot that feller, would you mind busting cousin in the back of the head so we can go on?
I saw Frank and the rest of them smile. Everybody sort of eased down at the humor of Jesse's words. I was thankful that it was over. But then, no sooner had I relaxed my gun hand, Jack Smith had snuck up and whacked me across the back of my head with a rifle barrel.